On this episode of Keeping It Real, happy TE Tuesday, little crystals. It's a great day to be alive. We are walking, we are talking, we are breathing, and if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Happy TE Tuesday! TE Tuesdays is usually all about the animals, all things animals. And before I even get into the animals, I want to dive into my session that I just got out of. I woke up today and the sun is shining. It's so nice out in Connecticut. It's so beautiful. Me and Winnie went on a few walks today already. And going into my session this morning with an open heart, there was a lot of messages that came through that I would love to share with everyone, because I think that collectively we all can take away something from this deep connection that me and my client had. And yeah, I want to share with you all of that before we get into the animals. So let's dive into this. Connecting to ourselves and understanding that we are only a body of light, that we are nothing but frequency, and that we have the ability to vibrate at every capacity. But also in that same knowing that we have to vibrate at our lows to even experience and understand the highs. And so going into this ECF with a client, there was a lot of energy coming up from the past that had been seemingly coming up as a way of acknowledgement that, wait a minute, maybe you didn't process this piece, or if you did process this piece, maybe it's not aligned with your truth where you are now, and you have to understand and see why that served you. And so we went into it, into this space where, I don't want to say it was super triggering, but it was a time in her life that she was in a low vibration, and that she wasn't feeling connected to the cosmos, God, the universe, her guides, her angels. And going into that space, she felt all of those feelings come up of guilt, of shame, of sadness, feeling alone. And during this, and acknowledging all of these energies, I just had her observe. I said, listen, don't absorb any of this. We're not here to process any of this. I just want you to observe what's coming up. And we're going to ask your guides, the universe, God, Jesus, Buddha, to really show you why this piece was necessary and why you chose this for yourself. And it was really fascinating, because through this whole journey that we went on, it was showing a soul not being able to reach enlightenment without the anger, the grief, the sadness, and that actually is the start to coming into your spiritual awakening. After connecting, it's kind of funny because I remember I was picking up in the energy that all these low vibrations were necessary for her, but she has to experience it herself to know that that's her truth. Like, I can't tell her right now, like, listen, you have to lose yourself in order to find yourself. That's why that happened. Yeah, 100% truth. But at the same time, she has to have that inner knowing in her subconscious to know that that is the true belief. She has to feel it, experience it to know it. So going in and going into that connection for her to see it, to experience it, and then to come out and say, T, this was necessary for me. And I wouldn't even be in the light of enlightenment if it wasn't for the first phase of experiencing these emotions myself to then be able to help others around me. And I always talk about that. I always say we can't go as far for another person unless we are willing to go as far for ourselves. The way that you go and treat yourself, as far as you are willing to go for you, that's the capacity of you being able to do that for others. And it was this big realization God coming to us to show that all of these steps are necessary into being the love light that we all are meant to be. Let me take a step back and go over the dimensions, the vibrations, the colors, the levels of consciousness, how to self-identify where you are as far as frequency. Everything is a frequency and or dimension. So if you think of the first dimension, that's going to be the piece of paper. And the first dimension is also going to be where shame and guilt and grief and fear and our needs, we thinking that we need something outside of us, exist. This frequency is also in the consciousness of victim and abuse energy. That's the victim and abuser consciousness. So if you're in a low vibration, whether that be pride, anger, desire, that lust, the fear, the grief, the guilt, the shame, that is you living and you vibrating in the body of hell. This is like purgatory for you. This is very low ego self. Low ego self is centering all their problems based on their own experience and not understanding that they are part of the collective. They're in a space of the world revolving around them, not understanding that, no, the globe does not revolve around you. You are revolving, or what am I trying to say? The world doesn't revolve around you. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, that's the first level. So if you think about even coming into dimension and connection, the 60 plus is where you're going to start to connect to the cosmos, the heaven, to our guides, our angels. That is going to be the ionosphere. The ionosphere vibrates at a 500 frequency and above. It's really like 600, but I'm going to say 5 because I know it's like mid-range, 5, between 5 and 6. That's where the universe is always going to be in flow, and our vibration is going to be able to be coded and go where we need to without feeling any force. That's going to be the inner wisdom, the inner light, the inner love, the oneness, the courage, the acceptance. This is the third, fourth, and fifth dimension when I think of this. And it's kind of funny because the fifth dimension is how we see color. So if you were to speed up the line of red, it turns into blue. If you were to slow down the line of blue, it turns into red. All in the same dimension, just going at different speeds of velocity. How do we ascend ourselves? We have to start from the bottom up. Sometimes it could be the other way around, but I don't see that being feasible in the sense of that would mean that you remember your past life and you come here already as an enlightened being, which I know there's some cases. Those are the prodigy children that you see that talk about their past lives and remember and why they're here is to literally already be in this space of enlightenment for those that can't even reach it to know that it exists. That's their purpose. Anyway, sidetrack. I will say that what we experienced in this ECF with this client is going or was going from all the way the lowest consciousness into self-empowerment, into self-realization. It was beautiful to see because it was showing that we were nothing. Yes, we have to lose ourselves to find ourselves, to know that we are nothing, to become something, meaning that we are a body of frequency that we can hold and resonate at any current, and we get to choose. But in order to choose, you have to become bare of everything you attach yourself to then reattach yourself to the vibrations of your wantings. Hopefully that makes sense, but just wild what came through because it makes so much sense to me, especially when I'm connecting the different levels. And I don't even want to say levels. I want to say different frequencies. That's all these are different vibrations. Some are at a faster velocity, some are at a lower velocity. You don't want to be super high to the point where then you become a psychotic. You don't want to be super low to the point then you become self-hatred. You always want to be in that the ebbs and flow, that middle ground where you're having a human experience, but also realizing that your soul is multifaceted and it's experiencing a spiritual experience. So yes, is your physical body in the 3D? Will that not move? No, but our souls are multifaceted. Our souls are multidimensional. That's how we ascend. Then we're meant to bring it back into our body because we are here for a reason. It's to live the human experience, to touch things. Everything's tangible here. To live out the full expression of our emotions with the physical touch, with the physical body. We're not meant to always be ascending. We're not meant to have all these profound realizations. Once we get them, we're meant to apply them in our lives. And I'll say this, a lot of people think that after they get these connections, they have to reestablish it. No, once it's downloaded into your system, you already have it in your knowing, your inner knowing. You're connected to the collective consciousness to the point where you have to use your own discernment to trust your intuition at that point, moving through whatever situation at that time with your system. Woo! That was long-winded. Really, really fascinating to me. And just shout out to my client for trusting me and allowing me to do this with you today. I know that it was kind of, you had no idea what to expect. And I didn't really either, but I trusted my guides for what they wanted to do. And being open together, we had this beautiful message come through, this beautiful connection come through. And I'm just so honored and blessed to even be around that energy because of my client. I was invited into this sacred space because of her. And yeah, I just thank you so much for this morning. It really, really shifted even my perspective. And having gratitude for even the lows in my life, because it has helped navigate not only where I am today, but even helping my clients navigate some of these emotions that I move through, that I have understood because I lived it myself. Does that mean, granted, I know everything? No, because even what came out of this was we were talking back and forth. And how she was feeling was in this space of this hospital that she was at. She was in a space of psychosis. And all of these males were telling her how she felt and what she should be doing. And how can they be telling her when they are not experiencing what she's experiencing, nor experiencing what she's experiencing as a woman? You can't. And that's the same thing when it comes to even like Black culture. How can a white woman understand what a Black woman goes through? Because at the end of the day, the only way to understand it is to live it yourself. Wild. It was just beautiful and wild. And I don't want to get too deep because I can go into a million more tangents on that. But I just wanted to share with everybody that everything is a choice in life. And if you are experiencing a low, I want you to ask yourself, what you put out in the universe of what you really truly want. And possibly you're experiencing this low to get through it, to then better understand it, to help those that you've been wanting to. Don't give up on yourself. Keep being the love and light that you are. And know that the negative energy, the low vibrations, are just as necessary as the high vibrations. We wouldn't be able to experience the warmth without knowing the cold. There's a lot of animals that have been coming to TE, and I don't know which one to choose, so I'm just going to go with my spirit on this one. I'm going to choose two out of the four that I'm thinking of that are coming to my mind, because I don't know, I don't want them to be ego-driven, so I think if I choose two, I have a 50% chance of one being also for the collective, being not my ego. Anywho, beaver is coming to me. And the beaver is all about family. It's all about building your dream life as a reality creator, because that's all we are. We're bodies of light, which is literally we can be nothing to become anything that we want and create our life the way we want it to be by attaching ourselves to the vibrations and frequencies of that manifestation. Is your focus on your home and family? Are you ready to start your own family? Are you ready to start building the life of your dreams? Are you looking for a life partner? Spirit, stop it. I am. Get out of here. The beaver is here to offer us added energy. I think of the beaver as like an angel, an amplifier. It helps manifest a life partner, a dream home, family. Beaver is also an ally when you start to formulate good plans when you want to retire. So you can call on the beaver if you're in the space of retiring, using this animal to wrap up your career. Let's say you're going to use this beaver so that when you are retiring, it can be your golden years and not something to fear. Beavers are one of the largest rodents. They grow up to 4 feet tall, and they could be like a mid-sized dog. They weigh up to 60 pounds. They live in water, and they take extra special care in building their homes, their dams. They mate for life, which is rare for mammals. Only a few mammals have a partner that they choose, us being one species, beavers being another. Penguins do as well. I'm just trying to think the top of my head what other species just choose each other. Beavers do. That's all that matters. Beavers do. They mate for life. And they really value home, health, and companionship. The beaver is a perfect totem when we are building anything new, whether that be even renovating a home or coming up with a new routine for yourself. Maybe it's a little self-care night routine. You can use the beaver to call on the beaver's energy of nature to make a relationship with rebuilding what you're doing, what you're wanting is. Call on the beaver medicine to help you get moving and grooving, baby, to make your dreams come true. Beavers, as you know, they live in the water. They encourage us to deal with our emotions. When I think of water, water is all about, especially stars and our signs, it's all about fluidity. How are we flowing with ourselves? Are we checking in with ourselves? Use your intentions and ask to receive clarity and understanding anything regarding your emotions and what might be preventing you from manifesting what you truly want, what you truly desire. Close your eyes right now and take a big deep breath in and a big deep breath out, and try to visualize creating the life that you've always wanted right now. Maybe you're visualizing your dream home, your dream job, your dream relationship, your dream family. What will you imagine? That's your spirit letting you know that it exists, that you can have it. Call on the beaver to strengthen your dream to come a reality. Beavers are connected to the divine influence of Archangel Raphael. because Raphael is all about the heart, and I think of the heart of healing emotions, and beavers really do that for us to manifest our dreams. So let's call on divine influence. We call on you, Archangel Raphael, to help heal our emotions. I call on you, Archangel Raphael, to help me heal my emotions. Thank you. I'm open to receiving. The beaver is located on the south portion of the Wheel of Life, and in the southwestern, it's kind of western too, looking at it. That's where a lot of the healing energies are, including emotions. So again, spot on. I want everyone to contemplate this. Are you taking action to bringing your dreams to reality? Have you created the home or life of your dreams? Do you know how to build your life as you want it to be? My little crystals, take action now. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, now. Envision your future by tapping into the part of you that knows how to create reality. Recognize that there's plenty of everything to go around to construct your reality. Your basic needs are met with plenty to share. Share that light of yours. Beaver affirmations. Repeat after me. My thoughts and actions create favorable results. My thoughts and actions create favorable results. Yes, they do. I am the builder of my life. I am the builder of my life through my dreams and imagination. I am grateful to spend time with friends, family, and my loved ones. I have fun. My little crystals, whoever's listening today, you are ready to take action in achieving your dream. Believe that you can overcome any challenge because you can. It's time to move beyond the pain of your past and build the joy of your future. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I was going to do another animal, but I am long-winded and want to take a second to decompress even myself. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. You are loved. You are safe. You are moving through everything with ease and grace to create your reality. Make it a great day.